Hello, chummers. My name is Karma, also known as Devin, the GM of an Absolute Drekstorm podcast. And my fragging fun fact is that episode 36, hi, Karma. Karma, my cat, is with me. Episode 36, the episode you're currently listening to, is the first episode that we recorded sitting down at a table together. That's right. We are now playing all together in person, which is great. It's amazing. It adds an extra flavor. Slight issue. The equipment used is very complicated, and I am not very intelligent. So, this episode's a little messy, you can say. The audio likes to cut in and out, and sometimes it just kind of stops mid-sentence while we are still speaking for a few of us. I know, I try to go through and clean it up the best I can, but there's only so much I can do with editing. So, I know what you're thinking. Karma, why don't you just re-record the entire thing? That's because we did. Actually, this is the second recording that we have done of just this episode and these events that take place. And none of us really want to do it three times. So, but you know what? Worry not, my sweet, beautiful runner. Next episode, the mic quality will be tip-top shape and it'll be all good to go. I promise you. But until then, let's introduce our players.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adam. I play the character Bayako Ashitani, also known as Tiger, as his Shadowrun alias. My fragging fun fact of the day today is that Tiger's favorite martial art movie was Shaolin Soccer, unironically. Fuck you.
How's it going, everyone? My name is Luke. I'll be playing Cody McCormick, Shadowrun alias of Overseer. And Overseer's fragging fun fact for today is that Overseer has been in one committed relationship.
Hi, everyone. My name is Autumn. I play the character Artemis, who goes by Cerberus. My frag and fun fact for the day is that Artemis's cat is strangely well fed when she is away for extended periods of time.
And with that, we're skipping the recap because the first 5 minutes is essentially a recap. Oh, man, you know, it's been a while, so we've just been able to, like, sit down and relax and talk, you know? I feel like we haven't really been able to just, you know, talk lately, you know? With, like, the whole run going bad and just been so busy. Yeah. Hey, growing up, you ever play this game? It was called, it was a kid's game. It was, like, Hide the Rock, something like that. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot you don't remember anything from, yeah, I'm so sorry. How do you play? It's pretty simple. I mean, you need a group of friends, which I know you don't have any, so I guess you can't play it, but you get a group of friends and you take a rock and you hide the rock, and then all the other kids have to find it. I think that's how it went. I mean, it's been a really long time, and you know, we were kids. I used to play it back when I lived in Jotunheim. Oh, don't even worry. Don't even. Jotunheim is a whole other story for a whole other day. I assure you, it's a lot. You know, speaking of stories, why don't we continue with Group H, huh? It's been a while. They get to do some traveling this time around.
And what did everyone do in their last month of downtime?
Tiger went through some rigorous self-induced torture, training with the help of Overseer, thus unlocking Mystic Armor, two of his Drake abilities, as well as studying Kyujitsu, his martial art for sword fighting.
Overseer, for his downtime, spent a little bit of it searching for a place out in the Barrens that he could renovate and possibly live in. And joined a gang and renovated a building in the Barrens.
All right, during Cerberus' downtime, she was in a coma. And then she trained to better her knowledge of the Matrix and get good. She also made, I think, 4 sprites.
We come to October 3rd. You're all doing your own things about 4 p.m. at night, probably sleeping. You know, Cerberus is probably up gaming like a gamer. And you all receive a text message from Dr. Wright. He explains that you will be meeting one of his co-workers at the Purgatory tomorrow at 8 a.m. There will be a vehicle outside to pick you up. Once you arrive, knock on the door and tell the bouncer, Chief. And that's essentially it.
No complaints.
Yeah. Get over there.
I'm listening, bro. What are you like?
You look high.
Yeah. Oh, he does staring at admiration. He does make a bliss check
in this episode. Do make a bliss addiction check at some point.
Can my in-game birthday be August 9th, 1945?
You'd be 140 something years old, Sam.
Yeah, that seems canon.
Never said that you were alive.
Right, we'll do that once he leaves. So the next day comes, you all leave your, places of living, alleyways, apartment. Actually, would you be in your apartment or out in the Barrens right now?
If I was expecting to, go somewhere with the group, I would be in my apartment.
Okay. So the apartment out at the crypt, you all get picked up roughly around 8 a.m. and all drove into the purgatory. You all arrive at the same time, everyone in the, you know, very stereotypical black SUV, and you step out of your vehicles.
All right.
Fellas, cheese time.
I will say, it's still been about a month for you two since you have seen Cerberus.
Frag, you look better than how we left you.
Yeah?
I thought you were dead.
Again.
What's Coma
surprising.
Like?
That's surprising. If you thought I was dead, why didn't you think to reach out at all?
I figured the doctor would have called the karma first. Also, you know, if you're dead, you know, how are you going to respond if you're dead?
You know, coma's really nice, actually. You should try it sometime. I could help you out with that. And Cerberus is going to start walking inside. I will
send you to Jesus.
Cerberus, you walk towards the front door, and a big iron door, you know, with a sliding panel on the top peak hole is in front of you. You're not too short. You just... Yeah,
I'm going to bang, bang, bang.
Okay. The slide, peephole slides open.
What do you want, short stuff?
And I'm going to say, geez.
Close to it, you hear what sounds like. You hear what sounds like about 7 locks on the inside, being unlocked. And the door swings open. You see this large troll standing on the other side and it kind of looks at you, look at you two kind of, you know, behind her and gestures inwards.
Follows in. Tiger looks at the bodyguard.
Yeah. You walk in, you see sitting at a booth you see a man kind of in a, you know, suit-like trench coat, kind of the same one Dr. Wright was wearing. Elf, kind of blonde hair. He looks probably about in his late 40s. And he just kind of looks over at you and gives you a wave and gestures to the table.
I imagine you're the one Dr. Wright sent us to meet.
Ah, yes. My name is Dr. Hidson. And he shakes your hands and... You must be Cerberus, and you, Tiger? Ah, yes, please. Sit. Dr. Wright, unfortunately, has some side business he is intending to, so you're stuck with me. I'm not very happy about it either, but it is what it is. How are you all doing today while I get my notes ready?
It's a day. Nothing really special about it just yet. Opportunity to get paid is never hurts.
The black van found me in the middle of the street, so I imagine that these things you put in our head are also trackers, so I'm a little confused about that. A little concerned about that, but...
Yes, well... Besides that. That's what's happened when you break in. And new child, how are you?
Alive.
And before we get to your next mission, how is everyone's Draco powers? Any new advances?
Nothing for me, no. I haven't really put much thought into it. Maybe later. I'll let you know if anything happens.
I, on the other hand, sorry for cutting you off, Cerberus. I know you were dying to speak, but I, on the other hand, through a rigorous training regimen, Tiger looks over and winks at Overseer really quickly.
Overseer has a stumble at Force 8.
I was able to... manifest a sort of armor to both stick and shock and what were we using? What kind of magic were we using again? I think it was stun.
Just stunts.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's stun. Not specific to those, but I know what you were talking about. Yes, it's hardened armor. Gotcha. It applies to everything, but interesting. Okay. Roughly how long did that take you to develop both?
I want to say it was about 2 weeks.
Just about, yeah. 2 weeks, maybe an hour or two a day.
just going at it.
Interesting. And you, child, any new advancements? Nothing?
All's quiet in my corner of the world.
Interesting, you're in a coma.
I will give you some context for this job. On a recent run, we had a Shadowrunner attempt to capture a target and bring him to us. We believe that the target has something to do with the run that you were all sent on to capture the egg. But unfortunately, some things happened and the target was killed by an unknown force and flown away. But on the plus side, the runner we hired was able to put a tracker on him before he was removed from the area. And we were able to track it to a town called Washkin, Minnesota. To a town called Vaskish, Minnesota. I don't know where that is. But essentially, that's all of the information we have. You will be sent there undercover to try to find any leads.
You're telling me that the body of a local run just happened to show up in Minnesota?
No, it happened to be carried to Minnesota. In the body was here in Seattle and was taken to Minnesota.
How long did that take?
It was about 5.5 hours, roughly. Or there's some stops on the way, but nothing too major, so.
Bathroom breaks.
Of course. A corpse had to relieve himself on the way to Minnesota.
Well, we don't think the corpse was by itself, obviously. Nevertheless, any questions about your mission?
So Waskish is the narrowest point we have.
Essentially, the tracker was able to follow him until Waskish, and once it reached the area, it just kind of went dead.
So wait, I don't understand. Are you taking us to Waskish?
You will be provided a ride there, yes.
Is our objective just to find the corpse, or...?
Not necessarily. The thing is, the tag may have been found and destroyed, and it may have continued travel. We do not necessarily know if it was just a quick pit stop, if that's where the body ended. Any leads you are able to find will suffice. If there's no leads, do not sacrifice yourselves.
Not that important.
Essentially, while it is the only lead we have right now, it might be a dead end. We don't know. So, just anything suspicious in town.
How long have we been in Waskish for?
You have. So, once you have arrived, you will not necessarily be directed, but there is a resort in town, a West Breeze resort. You will be staying there and have access to a cabin for 2 weeks. So, you will be in town for 2 weeks until you feel that you have any information that could help us. Now, of course, if you do find what you think is a lead, we do want you to advance with the lead, try to narrow it down. If you could get there and, you know, you think you might see the body and it's being delivered in a freight truck, we want you to follow the freight truck. If you can end it there, then do so. But if you just have a suspicions or whatever, then come back. But does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you get me the information for all the places that this tracker, like, any host IPs or anything like that?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't connect to any hosts, but I can provide you its serial number.
All right.
Okay. And a map of the tracking point, which was fairly simple, but it may be useful.
So 2 weeks at West Breeze Resort under which alias?
You will be known. The reservations are for the Smith family. No first names were needed, so that is for you three to decide. And there was no alibis. Let's fabricate whatever lie you'd like there.
Do we have a target name? The corpse that got traveled. Do we have a name, image, anything to go off of? For all we know, maybe a really fast coyote took his body.
We do not have a photo at this time. We should have one. We believe we might have a way of finding one, but currently I do not have one for you. But the only information we were able to acquire is he has an alias of Sam Harris, we believe. It's the only name that popped up without any real pinpoint on who they were. So we will be digging into that a bit more, but that name might lead you somewhere.
If you wouldn't mind, you could just assemble anything you do know into a profile. And if you could just send that data to me, I can build on that while we're over there.
Yes, absolutely. We will do that. I should be able to get that to you before you are in town or when you do arrive.
Okay.
When are we being transported?
Oh, yes. 3 a.m. Tomorrow.
Oh.
So you have the next day to collect any resources and pack, and a vehicle will be there to pick you all up at 3 a.m. You will be delivered to the Foundation's headquarters here in Seattle. And then flown over to about 20 miles outside of Vosges, whatever the flag the town is, where there will be a vehicle for you to take into town to further
conspicuously.
Yes, enter we can't just fly you into town for obvious reasons. Any other questions, concerns, anything like that?
Is there any gear we'll be provided, like winter clothes, ammo?
Yes. Because you are heading towards a area that is not so accepting of unique meta types, we will be providing you with 14 small containers of nanopaste. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Essentially, you will apply it to any visible skin, your hands, face, neck, anything like that, and it will automatically change your skin tone to look more appropriate for the area. And if need be, anyone else in the group could use it to disguise yourself as another person, as long as you have some type of trid image of that thing. And then how you would do that is you basically just need a disguise plus logic test, and then the more hits that you get on the test, the more convincing it is. And then, as I said, for any possible gear you need, I mean, winter clothes, we will
reimburse
you for, but if you think you need any weaponry, you can send a list and we shall consider what we would like to reimburse. But this isn't necessarily a guns blazing mission. You are to simply show up, find out what you can, and leave. Preferably no casualties, but if the town's not that big, so do what you must. Payment wise, since we don't have much information right now on what you will be doing there, we don't have a payment sent. Plus, this is typically Dr. Wright's area, so money will be determined afterwards. I believe that's about all the information my notes have. Any further questions that I could attempt to explain?
I think I'm good. Anything for you two?
I think I know everything I need to know.
Wonderful. You are all excused. You can get back into your the vehicle that you got in. It will take you home, and there will be another one there at 3 a.m. to pick you up. Have a good day.
All right. Check, pick up and leave.
Tiger stands up, kind of nods at the doctor, and starts to walk.
Follow out behind him.
As walking out, Tiger looks again at the security guard, who I assume opens the door for us, kind of finger guns at him.
You all get back into your vehicles that you came in and are driven home, wherever they picked you up. Anything anyone wants to do specifically for the next couple of hours?
Tiger's going clothes shopping.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Can I actually ask the driver to drop me off at the mall?
Yeah,
sure. Let's just all go to the mall.
Tiger's also going to coincidentally ask to go to the mall.
We're not going to roleplay at the mall, but we're all just going to go there for convenience.
Okay, you all coincidentally show up at the mall together.
Three black vans pop up right in the food court parking lot.
Right, JD Dimes.
JD Dimes.
You're at the mall. What would you all like to purchase? I mean, okay, you all get basic winter clothes.
Knowing that they're going to reimburse us, I get a little bit higher end winter clothes.
Okay.
Not too much, but
okay.
Nice.
Tiger gets winter clothes capable of making him look like a, not necessarily a suit, but enough to look like a better paid wage slave. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a fancy pea coat.
Yeah, but then, I get it. You get a scarf.
Yeah, a scarf.
That's it. Maybe
a beret. Naked in Minnesota with a scarf.
I like how you, after you said the word Minnesota, when you went into a Minnesota accent.
I would like to say I also want, because the Draco Foundation told us to bring us our receipts. They can't see what's on the receipt, or like exactly what it is. They can see that it's like a shirt. I'm going to get some normal.
Okay. Overseer?
Nothing too over the top, just, you know, also buying some extra changes of clothes so that way it doesn't look like a fragging weirdo.
Right, that's fair. You're going there for 2 weeks, might as well.
Yeah, and as well as buying general like story cover supplies, like maybe a sled or maybe ski poles, you know, random dreck like that.
If it's in the mall or whether I have to send it to the foundation, I would also like to purchase some more reagents.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's easy enough. You wouldn't be able to, you probably wouldn't get them at the mall necessarily.
It'd be a special shop.
Right. I mean, yeah, typically a magic shop. You just, I mean, you go there, go ahead and just purchase them. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You all make your way back to your respective locations of sleeping. And
Tiger finds a dumpster. Oh, yeah. It's all coming together.
We will skip to 3 a.m. But before we do that, what is everyone bringing?
Overseer will, of course, be bringing along his contacts and earbuds. His Radium 1 med kit, all of his stim patches, his Colt Coral Snake with his respective ammo, armor jacket, helmet, his reagents.
Tiger will be bringing along his comm link, all of his slap patches, the 2 thermal smokes from Karma's favor, his auto picker, as well as his Renraku Red Samurai katana, and his Browning Ghost.
And his chameleon suit.
All right. Cerberus will be bringing along Snipey, her sniper rifle, her pistol, her chameleon suit, of course. Some regular clothes, as well as her winter clothes that she bought using Draco Corp's money. She will also be bringing along her ammo, her drone, her cyber deck, her comlink, of course. I would hope everyone's bringing that one.
I would hope I didn't need to specify.
And that's it.
And we cut to 3 a.m. You're all picked up by the SUVs and driven into the...
I'm sorry.
Driven into downtown Seattle. Make your way in. They lead you up. And on top of the roof is a VTOL waiting for you. You all board it, and it takes off.
Okay, so before we get there, why are we going there? What's our cover?
Well, the easy thing, names. What's the names?
I'll be William. Yeah, I like that name.
William?
William, yeah.
Daniel? Cerberus?
Danny boy.
Probably Christina.
Okay, so Will, Dan, Christina. Who are we? We're the Smiths.
So are we siblings? Uncle.
Two elves and a human walk into a Minnesotan resort. So
that doesn't help explain anything, Tiger.
We could use the family card, being two elves. I don't know how you'd fit in.
Uncle, brother, adopted.
Husband. And you're my daughter, Christine.
You know, speaking of family, has anyone talked to Storm? I feel like...
Who?
Storm.
Who?
No, I haven't really talked to her since she flaked out on the mission last.
I think the last time I interacted with her, she headbutted me and then tried to punch me. So,
Is that when you killed some innocent people?
I didn't kill innocent people. They're security guards.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah, I killed you.
I almost killed innocent people. I kind of decided not to. Quite frankly, I think the dragon would have killed the innocent people.
Don't you think? Probably.
Yeah.
Were you there for the innocent people killing?
No, I don't think we had met Overseer yet.
I've killed a few innocent people, but I don't think I remember that specific instance.
She was there when we did Karma.
Oh, yeah, she did. Right.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Maybe.
And I'm going to go ahead and send Storm a message on her comm. And leave it at that.
Okay, so we're going with husband, daughter.
Sure.
Okay, why are we going? to West Breeze. Just where are we going? Where are we coming from? Want to be from Seattle? Make it simple.
You guys are two respectable wage slaves, and I am your loving miscreant daughter. And we're having a bonding field trip because Dad doesn't get along with his part. Or no, because Dad's daughter does not get along with the new father.
If they ask, are you like, are you my adopted daughter? Or are you like,
I'm your daughter. He is stepfather.
Birth daughter.
So then, okay. Then we have to think of who was my ex-wife. She's dead. Okay. Got it. Did I kill her?
So
it was Storm.
Family retreat to West Breeze because stepdaughter's being a slitch. Okay, got it. Let's go.
Sounds good. And eventually it lands and you see the door open. And in front of you, you see a red Ford Merit car kind of covered in snow. And just kind of everywhere, you seem to be in the middle of woods. There's at least a foot or two of snow. And you see what is probably a road off to the side.
God, it's freaking cold. Tiger puts on his winter jacket and puts on some gloves.
I hate the snow. Only marginally better than Seattle.
Oh, I mean, just take a deep breath in through the nose and Tiger inhales.
Yeah, it's good air, isn't it?
Yeah, I can do math. It's crazy. Anyways.
The frag does that have to do with just clean off the car. I am too fragging tired for this. All right, so Overseer is going to start loading up his luggage into the car and look for a brush. Just clean it off.
Okay.
I'm going to load up my luggage and get in the vehicle.
Tiger's going to take his katana and swipe off the car.
Convertible.
Okay. Tiger's going to load up his stuff in the back of the vehicle and start brushing off the car with his gloved hands.
Tiger, are you going to drive or am I?
Is that a good... You know, I'll drive. You know, yeah.
It worked out last time.
Did it? We did get away. Yeah, I suppose. All right. Yeah, sure. I'll drive.
Okay.
Okay. You all pack up your stuff, get in the vehicle. You see the VTOL take off and leave you behind. And you start up the vehicle. There you go. Go ahead and roll me your edge.
I rolled four dice and got three hits.
Oh, wow. The vehicle starts up fine for you and you start driving on your merry way.
You transform it into a supercar.
It turns into a VTOL.
It is now a transformer under the name of Optimus R.
And you, input the West Breeze Resort into the GPS and you start driving. You have about a 20 minute drive there fast, but probably with how thickly snow the roads are, probably about an hour or so.
Tiger's taking it slow. Heater's cranked up pretty hot. Windshield wipers are going, trying to keep the windshield clear.
So you approach the town. It is a pretty small town, especially for growing up in Seattle. It looks like pathetic. Population is roughly about 100 people. You pass by what looks like a church, a gas station, a bar that seems to be closed currently, and that's really the only thing you notice of interest. And you approach the resort. It looks like a pretty stereotypical resort is a not the word you would use for this. There isn't anything fancy about it. It looks like there's the main building, which is like what looks like a giant or a decent sized building made out of what looks like logs and wood. And you see the Resort Breeze West. You see West Resort Breeze kind of painted on a sign. You see a sign painted on top of it that says, West Breeze Resort. And it looks like it has two cabins also kind of, in the property, as well as three trailers. And that's really all there is to it. There's nothing really else, although it is just on the border of what is known as the Red Lake, which as you approach it, you see across and for it looks like about... It goes for like another 12 miles of just lake. And the water isn't quite freezing over, but you see the snow hit it and turn into more water.
Damn, crazy how it does that.
And you see the lights on inside the resort.
God, they really had to bring us out way into the sticks, didn't they?
It's not like they really had a choice. That's kind of just where it happened to be.
Who the hell brings a body, a random dude's body, all the way out into the sticks? Like, out of anywhere? Because there is something secret here. It is, I suppose, inconspicuous, but...
All right, let's just check in.
Okay, Daniel, are you ready to check in?
I'm not ready for this, no.
Chrissy, are you ready for a wonderful 2 weeks?
Cerberus, who had been sitting in the back seat, or skin paste and get ready to go into this big building.
Okay, yeah, you feel it kind of almost, not painfully, but you feel it burn and kind of spread on your face. It kind of, you feel like the little nanites kind of crawl around your skin, and you two look back to see what looks like Cerberus, if she was a normal child. So, who's all going into the resort?
All of us, checking in as a family.
We're a family. We gotta go together. You don't have a choice, Chrissy.
Okay. Do you think I would have put on these itchy-ass nanobots if I didn't plan on going in? Daniel or William?
Yeah, sure, if you don't get that wrong too many times.
Still.
I'm offended.
You all head inside. It's a nice little place. You see kind of, you know, the front desk, the attendants. It has a little bell on it. A computer set up behind the counter. It also looks like there's a smaller lobby area. There's a few board games set out on a table with a few chairs surrounding it and a fireplace that is crackling. You see off to the right, it looks like there's a kind of a sign posted above a door that says kitchen, but you see the lights are mostly off in there. Besides one that seems to be all the way in the back, and there doesn't seem to be anyone else here.
Why don't y'all get set up by the fire, and I will go try and check us in.
Will do, honey, of course.
Of course.
They're kind of cringes slightly.
All right, Christina, while we're relaxing by the fire, do you maybe want to check the place out?
I was already working on that. I was going to do that. As soon as Tiger heads up to the desk, I'm going to look around the area. Use my perception, my matrix perception, too. See if there's any boys in the lobby. Icons.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead and roll me your computer plus intuition.
I got 6 out of 9 hits.
6 out of 9 hits. Nice. So yeah. Let's see. In this main lobby area, there isn't terribly too much in the area. You see a few icons from what are probably the cabins and trailer parks pop up. What looks like a trid, maybe a radio, and nothing too unique over there. But here in the actual office, you see a Wi-Fi router pop up. Probably the computer system for the hotel as well. You see a few of the kitchen icons pop up, the ovens, the fridges, all that, you know, normal kitchen stuff. And we'll say there's probably a radio here in the lobby area. And that's really about it. You don't sense anything terribly too out of ordinary.
Come back to me.
Okay. Tiger.
Tiger's going to approach the front office or the front desk and he's going to ring the bell.
You kind of hear what sounds like some clattering come from the kitchen area. Well, I'll be with you in just a moment. You hear from what sounds like the kitchen some more clattering, and eventually this woman steps out. She seems, she is human, kind of. She probably looks like her probably around 45, 46. Her hair is just kind of starting to reach that little gray area. And she's in like a nice little bundled winter sweater with, sweats on. Oh, hey, how can I help ya?
Oh, we're the Smith family. We're checking in today.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you guys arrived finally. Not that it's an issue that you got here so late. You called ahead, but, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, Smith family, and this is all three of you?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay, let me just log in into the computer here. Give me just a second. Where are y'all coming from?
We're from the Seattle area, actually.
Oh, really? That's nice. Yeah, how is it? That's a big city. You came all the way.
Big city, yeah. A lot of corporate work there. It's very, very taxing on the...
yeah, you won't find much of that around this area.
Definitely not, but we've just been having some issues. There's been a little change in family as of late, and my husband over there, Dan, he's new to me and my daughter, and she's having a little bit of trouble getting used to him. So
you married him, but you didn't introduce him to your daughter? I mean, I'm not sorry. No, that sounded judgy. I didn't want to judge. I was just intrigued.
We all make mistakes. We're trying to move past it, and we're hoping that a little bit of a family trip will help bring us together.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you have any, were you going to stay for the full 2 weeks? You played for them, but were you planning on still staying that long, or any early checkout? Nothing like that?
Nothing planned. We expect to stay the full 2 weeks.
Yeah, of course. Any animals?
No.
No? Okay. Wonderful. Just got to make sure. So we do actually have, so you did get the cabin and we all cleaned it up. It's all ready to go. We do have another family staying in the other cabin just across the way. So, you know, just try not to disturb them unless they, you know, want to talk, I suppose. They should be out within the next couple of days. So yeah, just some ground rules. Not necessarily lights off. You can stay up as long as you like, little city kids. Typically, we try to keep the noise down to a minimum about 10 p.m. Yeah, of course, the kitchen here is open at 11 and we close at 9 p.m. We do kind of, you know, it's kind of works like a restaurant where you come in and order whatever you'd like. So we do breakfast at 11. And sometimes we aren't here. So if you ever need a call, you can just come into the office. Our numbers are just, she points to a wall where there's clearly numbers. You just go ahead and give us a ring. We're probably somewhere in town just because, you know. We don't get a lot of visitors typically. Typically, in a couple of months, once the lake freezes over, we get a lot of visitors. Did you have any questions?
Not off top of my head. Do you have a brochure or something that I could check out? Oh, yes,
absolutely. I will. She kind of reaches on the counter. There's a little tray holder kind of thing where she pulls out a brochure and hands it to you. This contains all the information on the town. Anything important you want to do, as well as our information.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Honey, did you get a brochure?
Yes. Is it okay if I grab two just in case?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Sarah grabs another one. Okay.
And I don't have any questions. I'll go ahead and go grab your key real fast and we can go ahead and do you need a spare key, two of you or just one?
That would probably be best.
Two. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and grab those and I will be right back. Kind of walks off to a side room you didn't quite notice. Comes out a minute or so later holding what looks like two keys. All right, if you guys could go ahead and just follow me now. And you all follow her. Okay. And she takes you out to the closest cabin and kind of stands out there. Now, if you have any questions, like I said, go ahead and just give me a call. All answers should be answered in the brochure though. And that's all really I have. I'm gonna go get some rest. Any last questions from you or you, sir?
I don't think so. I think you've helped us more than you've helped us a great amount and we appreciate it.
Oh my God. Did I even introduce myself?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I apologize. It's been such a night. I've been so tired. My name is Brenda. She goes out to shake your hand. And sometimes you might see my husband in the kitchen. His name is John. You can treat him just as you would treat me. He runs the place. Well, he doesn't run the place as much as me, but he tries his best to help. He doesn't do a great job, though. So if you ever need anything, just mention my name or...
Tiger reaches in for the handshake. Thank you, dearie. My name's William. This is Dan, and this is Christina.
All right. Well, I will see you all... possibly tomorrow or at any point in time within the next 2 weeks, I'm sure. Of course. Have a good night. And she waddles back to the resort entrance. You enter your cabin. It's a nice little place. It has two beds, kind of two separate rooms, a pull-out sofa. It has a kitchen with all the basic stuff, an oven, dishwasher, microwave, all the basic stuff, as well as its own bathroom. With, you know, toilet, shower, all the normal stuff. And it has a trid set up with sort of basic TV channels, nothing too interesting. And yeah, that's about it. Is there anything you guys like to do?
Just a general sweep of the cabin, make sure there's no cameras, obvious recording devices, anything of that sort.
Yeah, so you search it physically in service. I'm sure you would check in the AR as well. You guys don't necessarily find anything too out of ordinary.
All right. Well,
search it in the astral. Look for magic.
Magic cameras. Do you like to search in the astral?
No.
Okay.
I'll use the astral one day, I swear.
All right, fellas. Well, I don't figure that we have to keep the cover up while we're here, at least in this cabin.
Hopefully
we can't find anything, but, you know, there's that. So we have 2 weeks here, so we can take some, we can take our time as long as we're still keeping to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I think points of interest really are that church, the bar, maybe see if the family just across the way has seen anything. Maybe check out the lake. You ever know if there's something going on there? Wouldn't surprise if this is some big corporation and not just some weird critter that took the tracker off a corpse and bolted 5 hours to Minnesota. Could be something hidden somewhere. Wouldn't surprise me, quite frankly, with what we've been going through recently. So,
Overseer will pull out his comm link and check the if Dr. Hitson sent him the profile on Sam.
Yeah, we'll say by this time you've received the profiling for Sam. You open it up. There contains a picture of a very generic looking man, kind of, you know, balding, looks about as later in life. And he seems to be wearing a suit. It's kind of a very like rough, like not even a mugshot. It's kind of like a camera in an odd place took his photo, and it's kind of like he was walking by. So it's not a great photo, but if you see him, you'd probably be able to pick him out of a crowd. And there lists his names and the town. And that is pretty much all information they have been able to pinpoint on him. So you got pretty much next to nothing on him. And you all received this as well.
So this is the corpse I need to actually find and try to find.
Tiger pulls up the profile. Wow, that is not a lot to go off of.
No, I feel like I could have just done better by searching the Matrix even out here.
Wow. Okay. Tiger, as you pull open the profile and you see kind of this information, go ahead and roll me a memory test.
I rolled 5 dice and I only got 2 hits. Unless you'd like to fudge. Actually, I only got 1 hit. Unless you'd like to fudge that.
You're not sure why, but this photo of the man seems familiar. And you're able to pinpoint why you might recognize his face. This was the man that you helped Karma capture. The one where you were introduced, that was killed by Blue, and, you know, where you were introduced there. But along with that, there's something deeper in your mind that seems to be a little hazy. And it kind of clears up a little bit, and you kind of hear him in his voice say something about 4 million new yen.
Tiger, deep, lost in thought, kind of sits there for a moment. And you guys notice he kind of nodding his head as Tiger looks. You can see the wheel, the hamster wheel spinning in his brain. 4 million new yen.
I'm sorry?
Why does that sound familiar?
Yeah, why would it?
It's a lot of money.
We didn't know where you're getting paid for. Did you get a good job in between this? I'm not sure how you spend the chance for that.
4 million new yen is much more than a good job.
Good job. Hit that money.
Take a look at the file for me, Tiger.
Take a look at the file for me.
I'll take a look at the file.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a memory test.
I got 2 out of 9 hits.
Okay. You are able to recognize him. It's the same guy that, you know, you helped Karma capture. And you kind of have the same sensation of this haze in your memory kind of slightly clearing up. For you, you remember sitting at a table. You recognize a few people. You recognize Tiger and Storm, and this guy is sitting at the other end, and he mentions something about a 9th sub level and something about a artifact. And that's kind of it. You kind of pop back to reality, but neither one of you are really sure where this is coming from.
It does look familiar, but I can't really put a finger on it.
And would Overseer just recognize him as
the guy from Karma's Fate. No, he was knocked out at that. Yeah, Overseer doesn't know who the frag this person is or how to relate it.
I was probably knocked out at that point, too. I don't even think I saw him in Karma's Fate.
But with this picture, you can relate it with your memories.
Yeah.
They're gonna sit there for a moment. When this was with the favor we owed Karma. You guys remember?
That's a strong statement. I've never met the guy before.
Well, you helped us with it. So the favor, I guess, that I owed Karma that you guys helped me with.
I don't really know what you're talking about. I never saw the dude. I was the first one down.
This was him. This was our target.
Oh.
So we are the people who botched the mission.
Karma was the one who was hired and botched the mission, quote unquote.
That mean he's one of us?
I don't think he's a Drake per se. Maybe just a runner, but he knew me.
Yeah, of course Karma knew you. You owed him a favor.
No. He and Tiger points to... He kind of brings it up in AR and points to the target in AR. He knew me. He addressed me as Tiger when he walked out of that van.
So Tiger kind of gives Cerberus a look. Specifically Cerberus.
And I'm going to look back because I still don't remember who this guy is. Like,
okay, you're a runner. You meet a lot of Johnson-looking types. He knew you. So
what's so special about him?
I think he was the one who hired us. For
what?
For the A.
Were you hired for that? You kind of searched back in your mind for that job because you're fairly certain there's a connection here, and you realize you don't have most of your memories with that job. You remember leaving the elevator with Storm, Cerberus, and Elf fella who promptly shot himself. But anything before that, you don't remember. You don't remember getting the job. You don't remember doing any of the legwork or a debriefing or nothing. All you remember is hearing something about 4 million New Yen and then getting killed by the Draco Foundation. And you become conscious that your memories have been altered. You just don't know how or how.